Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is how taking initiative can charge your career in support of the initiative competency. Do you have ideas to improve things and often try to implement those ideas? If so, you're someone who takes initiative. This podcast focuses on using initiative to charge your career. NAVFAC benefits from employee initiative because it means that employees are striving to do their job better by thinking of new and creative approaches with curiosity and a drive to succeed. Now think about initiative from your own perspective. Initiative sets you apart from others at NAVFAC. Initiative strengthens your decision-making and analytical skills. It also helps you identify upcoming opportunities within NAVFAC and builds your personal brand value. In other words, it charges your career. Initiative takes time and energy. Taking too many initiatives at a time will burn you out and consequently damage your reputation. So identify opportunities that energize you and ask yourself these three questions. 1. Will pursuing this initiative help me grow in my role? 2. Do I possess the professional skills to lead this initiative? 3. Are there ample resources to execute the initiative? If your answer is yes to these three questions, the next step is to ensure that your initiative aligns with NAVFAC's overall mission. If it doesn't, it's going to waste time and resources. Instead of charging your career, it will only de-accelerate it. So check if your idea will do one of these three things. Will it 1. Generate new ideas, products, or processes for the warfighter? 2. Resolve uncertain, complex, or risky problems? 3. Improve quality, efficiency, or customer service? If the answer is yes, then it's time to start taking initiative. How do you do that? First, clearly define success of your initiative. Ask yourself, what will be different if this initiative is implemented? Then, state the goals that will achieve the defined success. Always set SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Next, assign roles and responsibilities. This will allow you to have everything you need for the discussion with your supervisor. Once your supervisor approves, you will be ready to carry out the initiative using clear communication. One tool to do this is called RACI, which stands for Responsible, Accountable, Consulted, and Informed. To use RACI, determine who is responsible, accountable, consulted, and informed with each task before the team starts executing on the tasks. This will help everyone clearly know their roles up front. After the roles are assigned, remember to meet with those involved to assess, analyze, and share results. Finally, refine the process for your initiative and start rolling it out. You will likely face resistance when implementing the initiative. When this happens, listen carefully with empathy to help you read the emotions of your colleagues and leaders, so you can eventually gain the support of everyone to make your initiative work. This will help you charge your career and help implement your initiative idea. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.